Good morning. You're listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. This is Debbie Verney.
Good morning. This is J. Marie Schaefer. My voice is
Are you all right?
Sorry?
Do you need like the Heimlich maneuver, whatever they call that? Are you all right?
I've been getting over a cold and I just lost my voice okay. there.
I was going to say I'll run and get you water or something if you need it. My goodness.
Okay, so we're two of the attorneys.
And we'll see you next week.
I can still talk.
Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
Don't tell anybody, Ben.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're two of the attorneys here at the Herzog Law Firm. We're going to be here for the next hour.
You're going to be here for the next hour. We're not quite sure about Jay Marie.
I may pass out.
Okay, so we would love to hear your questions on estate planning, estate administration, Medicaid planning, and the phone number here is 518-476-5900. That's 518-476-5900 or 1-800-WROW-590. So you're going to be okay, Jay Marie?
I think so. If anyone has any good recommendations for cold, you know, home remedies, that would be great. You know?
You're married to a doctor.
I know. He gave me antibiotics. They didn't really do anything. I'm looking for a better thing, you know.
You're looking for a new doctor.
Yes.
She could have used your flask from last night at the parade.
Yes, she could have. I would have brought it for you. Oh, that's right. It's empty. But anyway, so we've got seminars coming up next week. We have one Tuesday, December 11th at 2 in the afternoon, and that's at the Hampton Inn on Plank Road in Clifton Park. Wednesday, December 12th at 10 in the morning at the Courtyard by Marriott on Washington Ave in Albany. Wednesday, December 12th again at 2 in the afternoon at the Hilton Garden Inn in Troy on Hoosick Street. And Thursday, December 13th at 2 in the afternoon on the Courtyard by Marriott over on Excelsior Drive in Saratoga Springs. If you'd like to sign up for any of those, you can call our office, which is 518-465-7581. I almost forgot what our number was.
I know that happens, right?
518-465-7581. Or you can go on our website at www.herzoglaw.com. So, good morning, Jay Marie.
Good morning.
So we'd love for you to call. Give us a call, 518-476-5900 or toll-free 1-800-WROW-590. See, Ben, I remembered to give out the phone number this time.
Awesome. At the beginning of the show, no doubt. So that's excellent.
That's a good time to give it out, right?
That's right.
Yeah, generally, yeah, as opposed to like 15, 20 minutes in. Yeah, that's
definitely better earlier in the show. Helps with phone calls.
It does. It helps people know how to call in.
So this is a good time to come to seminars, you know, as you're coming, if you're traveling and visiting your relatives and, you know, of course, we're going to talk about happy things and, you know, but you need to bring up estate planning, and it's a good time to talk to your family and see if they have, your parents have some documents in place.
Yeah, it's not, you know, pass the turkey. By the way, do you have a power of attorney?
There's probably a better way to do that, but kind of a good time to check in, you know, kind of... you know, you may not have seen them for a while. You can see how they're doing, you know, say, you know, maybe this time to kind of get those that estate plan in place that you've always been wanting to do, right? That you keep putting off.
I've had clients that are already my clients, and they call me up and say, do you do estate planning for like kids? And I'm like, kids, how old are your kids? Oh, they're 40 or 50. I'm like, yeah, I could do it for your kids. And they're like, what if we just like bought them an estate plan? Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's just like a really great gift.
That would be a really great present. Right. Not the most exciting thing to unwrap, but it's...
That's true. Guess what you get? You get a will, a healthcare proxy, and a power of attorney. Merry Christmas.
That's right. But all joking aside, it would be a great thing to give to your children because that's something that's...
Or your parents.
Right. Because that's something that's going to last forever. It's something people don't want to do, you know, and it's kind of forces them to go ahead and do it. You know, I've had clients who come in, they're in their 60s, they're in their 70s. They're like, do you think it's time?
It's like, definitely time.
Like, it's time. I think you should do it now, right? Well, we're not ready yet, you know.
Well, people are like, well, if I do my estate planning, then I'm going to die. I'm like, well, you're going to die anyway. You may as well have an estate plan.
That's right.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Right. So we'd love for you guys to give us a call at 518-476-5900 or, again, toll-free 1-800-WROW-590. Now, you have some guardianship stuff coming up, right?
I do. I have, you know, that's for people who haven't done their estate plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one coming up where this gentleman obviously didn't do any planning. He's, you know, had dementia declining slowly over the years. And when you haven't done those documents in advance, the only way your family can help you is to do a guardianship proceeding. And in this one that's coming up, there's only one son, so he's going to, you know, ask to be the guardian. There's probably no reason why he wouldn't get it. We still have to go to court. There's two other attorneys appointed by the court. Lots of time, lots of money, you know, just to let the son take care of his father, which is natural and normal. That's what he would want to do.
Right, and if he had a power of attorney, he would have been able to do it.
Right, if he had signed that years ago, this all could have been avoided.
We've had a lot of situations where people don't plan, and we had a husband and the son come in the other day and met with Karen and I, and the wife is in the nursing home, and the nursing home said to him, oh, no problem, here, just fill out these papers and we'll apply for Medicaid. And so Karen and I sat there and went, well, what assets do you have? Well, we have a house that's joint, and we have, you know, this and that. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to get denied for Medicaid. And he's like, well, why is that? And I said, well, we need to transfer the house to you, because as long as you're living in the community spouse is allowed to have a house. That's my Dr. Seuss rhyme. If you have a spouse, you keep the house. Right? Anyway.
That's great.
You know, hey, I'm getting awake now. So he was like, no. They just said sign these papers. Everything's going to be great. And they also had other joint assets. And you really need to think about these things. Just because the nursing home says, oh, we'll fill out the application for you, we'll do this, just sign that, it doesn't mean you're going to get approved. And you need to make sure that the asset's in the right place, and you need to make sure that you have the documents so that you can transfer the assets.
Well, I had clients in exactly that situation, but a few months down the road. They came in, they had let the nursing home do the application for them, and they got denied for excess assets. And then that's when they came in to see us.
Yeah, that's not the time to come in to see us.
That's right.
I generally tell people, if something happens, we can usually save about half of the assets.
Right.
And, you know, that's a bonus, because you're going to have to spend your assets down on the nursing home. So if you can save half of them, then there's money for the spouse. I mean, whenever the person goes into the nursing home and they're taking the income of the person in the nursing home, the spouse that's outside, generally they need a little bit of cash to be able to survive.
That's right, and we can help you look at that. And, you know, you don't have to go with what the nursing home says. You know, they're not unbiased, you know.
No, they want to make sure they get their payment.
That's right. So, you know, and those clients I met with, they were our clients. They had a trust with us. They had only put the house in the trust, so their other assets, you know, that's what was causing them to not be eligible for Medicaid. So it's never too late to come in and talk to us. You can add assets to the trust later on. That's something I also get. Well, when I form a trust, I can only put assets in when I form the trust, right?
No, you put them in any time.
Any time. You can add to it later on.
I had a similar situation the other day. The son came in. Dad has gone from, he was in assisted living, then he went into memory care, and now he has to go into full-blown nursing home. And he had a trust, right? He had the house in the trust. They sold the house. The money went back into the trust. And then I said, okay, so what's outside the trust? Oh, about $1 million. I said, oh, yeah, that's not good. Right. Definitely not good. I'm like, the money from the house is protected, but we have to look at that $1 million. And we got to figure out, I'm like, is there a particular reason why Dad didn't put the $1 million in the trust? And he's like, no clue.
No idea. Right. Mm-mm.
That's why we tell our clients, you really need to fund your trust. You spent the money to set up the trust. You just need to fund it. If there's assets that you don't use, money that, say you have a CD you always roll over, or stocks, bonds that you just take the interest and dividends from, those are the perfect things to put into a trust.
And sometimes the client isn't ready to do that right when we set up the trust. So that's where it comes in. You can always add to the trust later on. You know, maybe they're newly retired and they think they're going to spend a lot of that money. So fine, don't put that in the trust, but reevaluate that every couple of years. And that's where you can always call us or come in to meet with us. We can help you look at everything and see if now is the time to add more assets to the trust.
And a lot of times whenever people meet with their financial planners too, especially this time, I'm sure Jay Marie, especially she has a little bit of background in tax and everything. She starts getting the calls. So I've met with my accountant, and my accountant said that I have to do this and I have to do that. And we would love to work with your accountant and your financial planner to make sure that your taxes are done correctly and that your trust is funded. Because a lot of accountants and a lot of financial planners don't realize that it's a grantor trust.
They don't. And to defend them, sometimes the clients don't give them the trust or they don't really know what they're working with.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, they can always give us a call and we can go through it with them and tell them what they have to do. I love explaining that stuff. You know, I think tax returns are fascinating, but that's just me. So.
Yeah, that's just you. Anyway, so we'd love for you guys to call us.
I think my eyes rolled just back, right in the back of my head right there. Wasn't sure. I kind of glazed over when you said that, and I was done.
I love doing tax returns. It's the best thing to do.
That's great. I'll bring mine in January 2nd when you're on the show. Thank you.
Make sure you have the right backup there, Ben. You know?
Exactly.
There you go.
But I'd be happy to look it over, talk to your accountants. I also talk to clients who want to do it on their own. So I can walk you through how to do it on your own. It's not too hard, I think. You know.
And she's talking about the return for the trust. She's not talking about your 1040.
That's true.
Exactly.
I won't walk you through your 1040, but I can walk you through your trust income tax return.
She'll walk you through the 1041, but not the 1040. And we'd love to walk you through a phone call. If you want to give us a call at 518-476-5900, that's 518-476-5900. Or 1-800-WROW-590. The seminars that are this week are on aging in place. So what is your definition of aging in place?
Receiving care at home. That's not so catchy. You have a catchier phrase, don't you?
Oh, Dave's phrase, care on your couch.
That's right. Care on your couch, wherever your couch may be, right?
Mine's not that comfortable. I'd rather have like care someplace else.
Yeah, I think I would need like a recliner at that point.
Exactly. Care in my recliner.
That's right. And they make them look so much better now than they used to.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to be that like 1970s ugly recliners. There's some very nice ones.
We digress.
Oh, sorry. Little decorating advice, yeah.
So care on your couch. That means that you could stay home and have Medicaid pay for your care that comes into the house as opposed to going into a nursing home and not. I haven't really ever met anyone but one client that wanted to go into a nursing home. And it was because his wife was in the nursing home. He's like, I'm there all the time anyway.
He wanted to be near her.
I may as well be in the nursing home, right?
That's really sweet.
It's very sweet. But, right. You know, so we're going to talk a little bit more about care on your couch. It looks like we've got a couple callers. We got Steve from Red Hook. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, good morning. A question, just curiosity. Can you put jewelry into an irrevocable trust?
So you can, by doing, of course, if you have jewelry, there's no paper or title to show that you own it. So we can create something called an assignment of assets. And you, on that piece of paper, you list whatever assets that you want to put into the trust. So when you sign that, that transfers your whatever you list on that piece of paper into the trust.
Could nursing homes or could they attach jewelry as a payment?
Well, in theory they could, but they don't, and I haven't known any DSS office to go after your what we call it tangible personal property. So that's, you know, items such as jewelry or things like that. So they don't go after that. But some people, just to be safe, want to do that assignment of assets to, you know, if you have coins or stamps or jewelry.
A Rolex watch.
Right, right. So to put that into the trust so it is protected. But as of now, that's not something that Medicaid looks for.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Stay warm. And I think we have another caller, too. We have Emily from Cobleskill. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I actually have a two-part question for you. The first part, do you handle estate planning where the entire estate would be left to the care of the pets?
So like a pet trust? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do those. I have one lady that she's left everything to her horses. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of race horses and stuff up in Saratoga, and her money goes into a trust to care for the horses.
Okay, and the second question, if you do not have anyone that you would pick as an executor of your will, how do you handle that?
So if you don't have anyone that really comes to mind, you have to look at maybe hiring a professional, such as an accountant or a financial advisor, someone who works at a bank. And that's a good idea, and those people are professional, and they can handle it for you. However, they do charge a fee. But if you don't have anyone else to do it, that's probably what you're looking at doing.
Okay. Okay, super. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's a tough question, you know. And now we have Nick from Troy. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Hey, I have a question about how step-up basis works. If I have some stock in my wife's name, she has some stock in her name, and she puts it in my name, how long does it have to be in my name if I pass away before you get the step-up basis?
That's a good question, and really there's no waiting time at all. So once that stock is in your name, if you do pass away, then it gets the step-up in basis to the value at your date of death.
Okay. I was told at one time it has to be a year in your name.
I don't remember that being the law for quite a long time, so that may have been some misinformation. Basically, once it gets into your name and then you die, you get the step-up in basis.
You get the step-up basis right away.
Right away, yeah.
Well, when you die.
Well, right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, unfortunately, you get a carryover basis while you're alive.
That's true.
You would get her basis while you're alive. If you decided to sell the stock or anything like that, if it was worth more than what she paid for,
you'd still
have capital gains.
Again, I don't know if I explained it right. Mm-hmm. She puts it in my name today,
right?
And tomorrow I die.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're good to go.
There's no waiting period.
Mm-mm. None.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. You know, wow, we just had like a whole flurry of calls. That was really cool.
I know, all at once. That was great. That's because you gave out the number early.
That's it, as opposed to 20 minutes in.
Would be right about now, and you could give it again and maybe get a couple calls before the bottom of the hour.
I could. Great. So the phone number here is 518-476-5900. That's 518-476-5900. Or if you're out of the area, the toll-free number is 1-800-WROW-590. And our radio show is rebroadcast up in the Kingston area. And on their website, they're actually putting copies of our radio show, like a podcast. So if you miss our radio show, you could actually go on their website, which I probably should have written down before I said that, and you can download the show and listen to it all over again.
That's right. If you missed it and you want to hear it, or you just want to listen to it at your leisure some other time during the week, you can go right ahead and do that.
Or if you said to somebody, oh, on the radio show they were talking about this and it wasn't that something that you were interested in, then you could just go online and you could listen to the radio show.
That's a great thing to do.
Exactly. Or again, we have the seminars that are coming up next week, which is an opportunity for you to come in and see us. So we have Charles from Averill Park. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. This question has to do with, I have an IRA. And if I were to try to put can I put the principal of the IRA into a trust?
You can't. And the reason for that is you have to stay the owner for the tax to remain deferred on the IRA. So you couldn't make a trust the owner. The only way you could do that would be to liquidate it and then transfer the balance in. But that would not be recommended because you'd have to pay all the income tax on that.
Right. So what I would do then would be when I hit like 7.5 and get the required minimum distributions, I'd take the distribution out. Mm-hmm. I'd pay the taxes on it. Then that money I could put into the trust?
Yes, you could add that to the trust. And the only thing to remember when you're adding assets to the trust is you start a new 5-year period for just that asset that you're adding.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Welcome. Have a great weekend. You know, these are all excellent, excellent questions. I had someone ask me this week about a 529 plan. They had set a 529 plan up for their kids, well, for the grandkids, actually. And they said, well, yeah, that's exempt if I go into a nursing home. And I'm like, yeah, it's not. A 529 plan is available to pay for your care. And they're like, no. It's not available. And they're like, well, I want to put my 529 plan in the trust. And you can't. Right. You can't put a 529 plan in a trust. You can't put an IRA. You can't put a Roth IRA because people are like, well, there's no tax deferred income there. Why can't I just put a Roth in my trust? I'm like, because it has to be owned by a human.
That's right. It has to be owned by an individual. So, yeah, unfortunately, you can't put everything into the trust, you know, so you need to know the rules and look at ways around that, you know, for the 529 plan. If you do want to get that out of your name, you could give it to your son or daughter for your grandchild.
Yeah. But then the problem is, too, if you took the tax deduction on it, if you did a New York 529, you took a tax deduction. And also, what happens with that is whenever the parent fills out the FAFTA form, they which is the financial aid form, then they own the asset, and then it's available to pay for the students. The students' care, the students' tuition and stuff.
Tuition.
So they may lose their financial aid eligibility.
Yeah, so there's lots of factors that go into that. So you have to kind of weigh the benefits of, you know, protecting that asset versus the child and their financial aid situation and see which you want to do.
Financial aid is huge.
Yes.
It is huge when you're trying to get somebody into school. So we got time for at least one more caller if you want to call in before the end of the first half hour at 518-476-5900 or toll-free 1-800-WROW. And before we had our flurry...
590.
Did I say 590?
No, you didn't.
No.
You know, I during the break, I'm going to go get more coffee. 1-800-WROW-590.
That's it.
Or 518-476-5900.
Nice pickup, Jay Marie. Very nice.
That's why they don't let us out together on the radio very often. You know, it's like... So, Jay Marie was talking about Kara on your recliner.
That's right. So, Kara at Home, which is really popular because a lot of... Well, not a lot. I would say most people don't want to go to a nursing home. They'd rather stay where they are, get care at home. And a lot of people don't know that you can do that and have Medicaid pay for the help that comes into your home.
Right. So, if you're already private paying for someone to come into your house... You would be the perfect candidate to have that.
That's right. And, you know, you have to get financially eligible. So one of the benefits of community Medicaid is that you could, if you have too much money, you could put your assets in a trust and there's no waiting period.
Right.
There's not, that 5-year period does not apply to community Medicaid.
And a lot of people don't realize that either. And we do have Kim Hance, who is... our geriatric care manager who works with the client and works with the companies that provide care to help you choose the right one. Because there's a lot of, once you're eligible for community Medicaid, there's different types of community Medicaid that you can get.
Right. It's kind of a little complicated to navigate that system. So she can come meet with you and see based on what you need, what your care needs are, which would be the best program for you. And she can help you do that because after we do your legal financial eligibility for Medicaid, there's a lot more steps after that where a social worker comes to the house and tries to evaluate how many hours of care you need. You have to choose an ML, a managed long-term care company. So she can help you kind of through all those steps.
Yeah, she's really, really good at that. And she's also going to be at the seminars that we have next week. And those are seminars, again, on aging in place, talking about staying at home and getting care at home. Well, we're going to cover other stuff, too, but that's kind of the major focus on that probably next year. I don't think we're doing seminars again until, like, February. Mm-hmm. And next year, we'll be doing your basic estate planning ones and then specific ones.
Next year sounds so far away. Really, like, in 2 months, right? So.
I know. Whenever I had people come in, I'm like, see you next year. And they're like... Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
We will in 2019. So, again, the seminars next week are Tuesday, December 11th at 2 in the afternoon at the Hampton Inn in Clifton Park. And the same day, we have one at 10 a.m. at the Courtyard by Marriott on Washington Ave. Now I'm getting your throat thing. Wednesday, December 12th at 2 in the afternoon at the Hilton Garden Inn. And Thursday, December 13th at 2 in the afternoon at the Courtyard by Marriott in Saratoga Springs. So any of those, you can sign up to come in. It usually lasts about an hour. We usually have like coffee and some nice cookies or something like that.
We have wonderful cookies.
That's right. Well, Jamie, you're supposed to say they're not so great, so they come back to the office for snacks. Anyway, so we have wonderful cookies and coffee. And I usually tell people that come to the seminars, they can ask questions during the seminar. If it's really personal, I generally stay around after. Like I said, it lasts about an hour. I stay around after and answer questions so that they don't have to, you know, if it's something really personal, expose themselves to the 20 or so other people that are there.
That's right.
And it's a great opportunity just to come in and listen to an attorney and talk to Kim and find out what's available out there.
That's so they don't ask a question during the seminar and say, I'm actually asking this for a friend.
Oh,
when they really mean it's them. So.
I love that. I always like that one.
For friends.
We got Bruce from Saratoga Springs. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Did I just hear you say that you can't put an IRA into a trust?
We did, yes.
Not a Medicaid trust.
Right.
But you...
Actually, not any trust.
Okay, I mean,
right.
The idea being to protect the assets in the IRA, you know, against being taken by a nursing home.
Right, and what we didn't talk about when we mentioned that is even though you can put an IRA into a trust... an IRA is one of the assets that is exempt for Medicaid purposes. So even though you can't put it in the trust, Medicaid is not going to count the principal of that IRA as your asset when you apply for Medicaid.
They just take the required minimum distributions.
Right.
So they would basically, even if you weren't 70 and a half, you would be forced to put it into payment status to protect it. And you'd have to start taking your required minimum distribution, and then that money would go to the nursing home.
Okay, so they wouldn't attack the principal. It would just be the RMD.
Correct.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So you still can protect the principal for your beneficiaries.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cleared that up.
Okay, good.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, so long.
Yeah, great questions today.
Yeah, very good. That was a good pickup, because even though you can't put your IRA in the trust, it is protected anyway, so it's really not such a bad thing that it can't go in the trust.
That's true. But it's not in Massachusetts, right?
Oh, no, Massachusetts. Once you cross the border to where I live, there's all different rules over there.
Different rules, yeah.
And in Massachusetts, IRAs are not exempt. So maybe when it comes time to apply for Medicaid, I'll have to move to New York.
Yes, move to New York and do the where found, right?
That's
wherever
right.
You're found is wherever you're applying for Medicaid. So we could definitely do that. We can set
where
you
found up. Sounds like I'm just wandering somewhere and then they just find me, you know.
Isn't that generally what you do?
Yes, generally, yeah.
Generally what you do. Okay. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, and Flatbush Road in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, Harry, or Debbie, please call us during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us at our Albany office, call 518-465-7581. Our Saratoga Springs office at 518-581-8131. Or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help you navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Hi, I'm Debbie Verney.
Hi, and I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
And we're back for the second half hour of the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour.
What happened to that coffee while we were on break?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to get any. Anyway, so you can be our first caller during the second half hour at 518-476-5900. That's 518-476-5900 or 1-800-WROW-590. That's 1-800-WROW-590. I did it right that time.
You did it right. You got the whole number in.
I'm glad. It's kind of drifted off last time without the number. So we'd love for you guys to give us a call. And we were talking about aging in place through community Medicaid before we went on a break. And we were also talking about IRAs and all kinds of other fun stuff.
That's right. Really good questions this morning. So
we had a lot of really good callers.
I thought people would be out Christmas shopping, but I guess they're listening to us first before they go shopping.
Yeah. I know. It's Christmas shopping. Do you have your Christmas shopping done?
Not a single thing, no.
I got my Christmas gift for my Secret Santa. Well, it's like it's a trading, what are they, Chinese auction thing?
A Chinese auction,
yes. Yes, my Mahjong group, we're going out to dinner on Monday night to the Old Bryan Inn, and we're going to exchange. Usually, like, you draw a name in exchange. Yeah. This year, we decided everybody just, you know, spend like $20 and bring something in, and then we're going to do the Chinese auction thing.
That's
where you
fun.
Trade.
Yeah, yeah, that's fun because you don't know what you're getting, and then you see, and then you can trade it. It's really fun.
Yep, that's fun. We do the Secret Santa at the office, too.
Yes, I have not gotten that present yet.
Yeah, I'm good on that one. It's the week after next. You're good to go. You got
I
a little
time.
Bit more time.
All right, I got time.
But we were talking earlier, the perfect gift you can give is an estate plan.
Yes, isn't that would be great to do. It's something that people don't want to do. So, you know, giving that to them kind of forces them to think about it, get it done, you know. Not an exciting gift, you know?
Not an exciting gift.
A very valuable gift. That's right.
Definitely. It's kind of like, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is, basically. That's right.
Just like Christmas Vacation, the Jelly of the Month Club, right? That was like, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
So give us a call at 518-476-5900, at 518-476-5900, or toll free at 1-800-WROW-590.
So for me, for Christmas, all of the kids are all teenagers now, all the people who come to our house. So it's just this big exchange of gift cards, which is really kind of sad.
It is. It is very sad.
That's all the teenagers and older kids want. Yeah.
That's all my sister wants now. My mom's like, no, I will get you a gift. You're not getting a gift card. So you may as well give me something that you actually want.
Yeah, you need to have like a box and paper to open, you know, gift cards like, oh, there you go. You're done. Yeah.
What about you, Ben? You got your Christmas shopping down?
Just about. Yep, just about.
You're very...
And a lot of stuff wrapped already, so...
Oh.
Yep. Well, we have kids coming. My
like
son and daughter... No. My son's 29, and his our daughter-in-law will be coming up from Atlanta for Christmas.
Nice.
And my son and daughter-in-law will be coming from Gahoes. So they'll all be there Christmas morning. So it's going to be nice. So we've wrapped just about all of their gifts. The stockings, not yet, but everything else is wrapped, so...
Well, since you're done, do you want to take my shopping list?
Sure. Why don't we just go together and we'll shop together? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
He can carry the bags.
Yes.
I could carry the bags. I'm pretty good at that. I'm a bag carrier. So.
You could be the bag man.
Yep. I could do that very well.
I like that. That's good.
See, mine works out perfectly because I go to Missouri for Christmas, right? So my sister and her family email me their Christmas list. My mom emails me her Christmas list. I go online. I order everything, except for my mom's, of course.
Right.
Have it shipped to the house. My mom calls me and goes, okay, who's this for? She has everything wrapped.
Oh, that's
so
perfect.
Wow. I fly in. Everything's wrapped. The only thing I have to do is my mom's gift, which I usually bring with me, already wrapped. And I'm like, ta-da. Well, you can't wrap it. You go on the plane.
Right.
What's in the box?
So
you can't wrap it. But so... All my stuff is there.
That's very efficient. That's
I like that, right?
So next year, do you think I could send my stuff to your mom? She can wrap it and send it back to me? That would be really nice.
I'll have to talk to her.
I'll enjoy that.
I'll see if she can negotiate that.
Yeah, I can work that out with her, sure.
Yeah, we pay her if she wants to make a little money on the side.
Yeah, exactly. A little money on the side. Her gambling money.
Her gambling money,
that's
definitely.
Right.
That's our thing day after Christmas.
It's gambling.
Used to go to Oklahoma and go gambling, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our tradition now. We go... The day after Christmas, instead of like everybody else is returning stuff and everybody else is, you know, standing in line and shopping. We used to do that too, but now we just go to Oklahoma, go to the casino.
So our day after Christmas tradition is to go to Lee Outlets and get all the bargains.
That's there you go.
So that it's a really good time to shop, you know. Take all the teenagers and they can spend their gift cards.
There you go. Take them and listen and spend their
good
gift
idea.
Cards. That's an excellent idea.
That's right.
Okay, so we'd love to hear from you. 518-476-5900. Again, 518-476-5900. We were also talking about the importance of a power of attorney.
Yes, because as we mentioned before, I have a client that I need to do a guardianship proceeding for. And that's where, you know, your parent suddenly can't make decisions for themselves anymore and they need some help, you know, to pay the bank account, to make their medical decisions. And without the power of attorney, your child can't do that. They can't just go into the bank and say, oh, that's my dad. I need to pay some bills out of his account. They're going to be, well, show us some paper that you have the authority to do that. And if you don't have that, you don't have any access to his bank account. You can't talk to his doctors. And if he can't sign a new one, which in this case he can't, you have to have a court-appointed guardian.
Which is kind of
a big deal. Yeah.
It is a huge deal. And the thing people don't think about... you have parents, okay? You have mom and you have dad, and you have dad that's not so great, but you have mom that's taking care of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden mom gets sick.
Right, which is against, we always say the man is going to die first because
right.
of statistics. Sorry,
right.
Ben.
But, you know.
It's okay. It's all right. I understand.
You can handle it. Okay.
Yeah, I can. Yeah,
I mean, let's just say that, you know, she doesn't die. Let's just say that she has to go and she falls and breaks her hip.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's in the hospital and now she has to go to rehab, right?
Right. She's out of commission for several weeks.
Right. She's out of commission. So who's going to take care of that? Right? Are the documents in place to take care of dad? Do we have somebody that can come into the house that can take care of dad? One of those things where if you've already set something up, if you've already got some services in place, someone to come in and take care of dad, then you could always apply for community Medicaid so that you could have Medicaid pay for the care that's coming in to take care of dad, give mom a little break,
right? Mm-hmm.
Because community Medicaid does pay for respite care.
It does, but you can't do that unless you have a power of attorney to do all that on behalf.
Exactly.
So sometimes we have that situation come up and we have to do a guardianship proceeding first before we can then go ahead and do the Medicaid planning. And that delays everything by several weeks.
It does. We have a situation that Kim and I went to a home. There was another senior services that called us to see if we could go in because they thought that community Medicaid would be perfect for this couple. And it's really kind of sad because the wife has Alzheimer's and she's totally functional. She's just not all there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the husband's in a wheelchair, you know, and he's totally with it mentally, but physically he can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's been more or less taking care of him, you know, physically as far as like getting meals and stuff together whenever she can. But she can't lift him. She can't get him out of the chair. They've got help coming in. And now he's back in the hospital, right? And so there's no one to take care of her.
What, to keep an eye on her, right? So they really need home health aides to make sure they both can stay at home.
Exactly. So that's something that we were called in to go in and visit with him and figure out what was going on because you've got like a different situation. Like physically, he can't take care of himself and mentally, she can't take care of herself.
Right.
So it's like, where do you draw the line and how do you get them help?
Yeah, that's where community Medicaid is really useful. I was on two home visits this week. One where the gentleman had Parkinson's and the wife has COPD.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, you know, they are getting along okay for now. And I was there with the daughter and I was explaining community Medicaid and the parents are like, not yet. And the daughter's like, oh yeah, now, you know, So that's going to be more conversations to get them used to it. So they said, why don't you try like 2 hours a day and see how, because it is intrusive to have someone come into your house. And sometimes the parents have to just try it out and see how they like it and then get used to it. And it's also finding the right person to give that care in the house that they trust to be there. And then once they find someone they trust, then they're probably more willing to accept more hours of care.
Well, that's the thing with community Medicaid. There's different types of community Medicaid where you can choose your own caregivers.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the consumer-directed program, and that's really popular because if you have a friend or a neighbor or even a relative, you can pay them to take care of you. So then it's not a stranger coming into your house. It's someone that you do know.
And a lot of times some people already have people in place. All they have to do is register with Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
To get paid. So it's if they're already doing it and you're paying them anyway.
And then you may be running out of money, you know. So if you want to keep that going, then you can switch to Medicaid doing that for you.
Definitely. So if you want to give us a call to discuss this, or again, you can go to one of the seminars next week. But the phone number here is 518-476-5900 or toll free 1-800-WROW-590. And like I said, the seminars are next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They're on our website at www.herzoglaw.com. We'd love for you to come in and have a cookie and some coffee.
That's right.
And listen to the attorneys and Kim present on aging in place. And then if you have any questions, you can come in and make an appointment. We do offer free consults. You can come in and visit with one of the attorneys and see if there's something that you need to do. I've had a couple of clients, actually they're not clients, they're people that came in that already had documents in place, and we've looked at their documents and everything was okay except for perhaps like the power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of attorneys don't have people do the statutory gifts rider, and unfortunately if you don't do the statutory gifts rider and everybody's like glazing over at home going, what is a statutory gifts rider?
Right.
in 2009, New York changed the powers of attorney. So a lot of you have those like one page, three page powers of attorney, which are still valid.
They're still valid, but a lot of them limited your gifting powers.
Exactly. So in 2009, New York State invented this lovely new form that had what was, well, at that time it was the statutory major gifts rider.
That's right.
Now it's just called a statutory gifts rider. And it added about 10 pages to the power of attorney. But now, number one, the person that you've appointed has to sign just like you have to. So before, you could have a power of attorney and never know, the person could never know that they were appointed. Right.
Right, so this now you have to sign it to accept the appointment.
Exactly.
So it puts them on notice.
Yeah, and it goes through and tells them what their jobs are. And with the statutory gifts rider, they're allowed to make gifts in excess of the amount allowed by the IRS, which right now is $15,000. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to open accounts, close accounts, change names on accounts, change beneficiaries on accounts, basically do anything that you can do.
And also importantly, create trusts or add money to trusts that are already existing.
Exactly. And a lot of people are scared of that. It's a lot of power.
It is a lot of power. But when you explain to them that, you know, the reason that you're doing this is maybe you were going to set up a Medicaid trust and you didn't get a chance to fund it completely. Now this allows the person, your agent under the power of attorney, to finish doing that for you, to protect your assets, to get you eligible for Medicaid.
And even if it's not for Medicaid planning, if it's for tax planning, if you have someone that needs to get, I mean, with the levels it is right now, you never know, but right, with trying to get assets out of somebody's name for estate taxes.
That's right. Well, maybe someone who won the Mega Millions, you know.
There you go. Mega Millions.
It was up well over 100 million again, I saw recently, right?
They're both up over 200 million for this weekend. So.
Nice.
And when's the drawing?
Well, the Mega Millions was last night. It's now at 245 because nobody won. And Powerball is tonight at 2:17.
Wow, you know the exact time.
Or you could just do the lotto for $5.3 million and just keep it all yourself.
That's the dollar amount. I thought you meant the time of the drawing.
Yeah, no. No. Actually, the drawing, I think, is just before 11 o'clock.
So, all right.
That not fun. That I would know that because I play the lottery.
Okay.
So you can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
That's right. That would be a nice little Christmas present.
Certainly would.
That's right.
There you go. And then
you need to do estate tax planning, and then we can help you out.
And we can help you with that, too. We can do estate planning. We can do estate tax planning. We can do both.
It all kind of comes together.
Speaking of that, a lot of people that own small businesses don't have an estate plan.
That's right. And one of the issues with that is if you don't have a will, or even if you have a will and you have to go to court to probate it, the operation of the business can be put on hold until someone is appointed to take over things, until an executor is appointed. So for a lot of my clients that have businesses, I recommend a trust.
Right.
So you can have someone continue the business without any delay.
Also, you really need to think about your business to make sure that it's not just a handshake.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, families, I hate to like dwell on family businesses, but we're partners, brother, sister, or whatever, we're partners, and whenever something happens to one of us, then the other one's just going to manage it, and so your shares are not going to go to your spouse, and your spouse is now going to be partners with your brother or sister.
Oh, but my brother's going to pay my spouse. That's
really?
That's what we agreed. That
with what?
He's going to take care of her.
With what? Because now the company's being run by one person, so now they have all the overhead on their shoulders.
Right.
They don't. Let's say it's a sales company. Now you've got one person out selling, or maybe they weren't the salesperson. Maybe they were the back-end person.
Mm-hmm.
You need to think about these things, and you really need to make sure that everything is in place. I always, whenever I'm setting up LLCs and stuff for people, I'm like, okay, so what happens when it ends? And they're like, no. We're just starting. And it's like, you really need to think about what's going to happen.
And you have to get it all in writing and signed by both parties. And, you know, small business owners are really bad at, you know, drafting agreements and getting these things in place. I think you see statistics that 80, 90% of them don't have anything in writing.
And they're entrepreneurs.
That's right. They're too busy doing the business to think about sitting down and getting it in writing, right?
Exactly. And you really need to think about those things. And so part of your estate plan, and that's why we have our clients fill out an estate planning questionnaire, because it's kind of like when you go to the doctor and they sit you down and they make you fill out the forms. We can't really diagnose what you need
right,
as far as the estate plan goes unless you give us the information.
Right. So on there, we will ask if you have a business, and then that leads us into a lot more discussions about your business. And, you know, do you have an operating agreement? If you're an LLC, do you have a buy-sell agreement? And then we can get into that and draft those for you if you don't have them.
Definitely. And the whole thing is, whenever you don't take care of those things and you're like, oh, it'll be fine, your family ends up with a huge mess once you're gone. And, you know, oh, everyone gets along fine, it'll be great. Once someone passes away, the gloves come off.
Right, because then it's usually the spouse who is then dealing with their brother-in-law or sister-in-law, and that's not always going to go well.
You know? No, definitely, because they may or may not have liked them from day one. They're just like, I will tolerate them because they're in business together.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call, 518-476-5900. That's 518-476-5900, or 1-800-WROW-590. See, I got it.
The last three numbers are important.
They're just holding out there, waiting for those last three numbers.
That's right.
So we've got, looks like we've got a few more minutes.
We certainly have time for some more calls. We were a little busy earlier. Maybe people didn't rush off to go shopping, that I mentioned that. So
yeah, they didn't go shopping.
You're like, oh yeah, I got to do Christmas shopping. Bye.
That's it. That's what happened. All of our callers were like, oh, I should be shopping.
That's right.
I shouldn't be listening to the radio. I should be out Christmas shopping. Of course, you could listen to us while you're driving in the car, you know, or...
Well, you can listen to us. You really shouldn't dial us while you're in the car, right?
Well, you can do hands-free.
I guess so. That's true. I don't know how to do that, though.
You don't know how to do that? Okay, so note to Jane Marie's family. Get her instruction book on how to use her phone hands-free while she's driving.
I'm not the most technologically advanced person. Let's put it that way.
Well, your new car, I'm sure you have Bluetooth.
Yeah, I haven't figured it out yet.
You haven't synced your phone with your car yet?
Oh, yes, for my music. Yes.
For your music? Then probably you can probably do hands-free that. Yeah. So, but that's for another day. Yes, we can talk about that.
That's right. I need some tech person to show me how to do that.
That's it. I'm sure one of your kids can.
When Sean comes home from college, yes.
When they come home. When is he going to be home?
Next Friday, sorry.
There you go. So next weekend, you'll be able to drive hands-free and talk
on
your phone. And we have a caller. We have Sue from Boston Spa. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. I was listening, obviously, and I heard you, or I was trying to interpret, if you're a client and you do all whatever you kind of form, you go with you, which I have done. And then you are suddenly incapacitated. Did I understand that there is someone who takes over to cover you, like, say, if you went into the hospital or...
Yes, so that would be the person, if you did a power of attorney in a healthcare proxy, whoever you named in that document would then take over while while you're out of commission, so to speak, in the hospital, and they could take over paying your bills and talking to your doctors. So that's only if you have those two documents in place, which if you did a plan with us, you would have those two documents.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
So if you did a power of attorney or a healthcare proxy, then that person can take over for you.
Okay.
So if you have those two documents...
And if they're not that available at that particular time, then
hopefully...
You just had it.
We usually recommend that you appoint an alternate person. So you name, like, person number one, and if they're not available, you have a second person to take over if the first person can't do it.
Into the document?
In the documents, yes.
And if you've already done the document?
You need to take out your documents and look at them, or you could call us at the office and we could, you know, go over them with you and see what you wrote in the document when you signed it. And we need to see who you appointed and if you appointed a backup for that person.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it's difficult to get back with you, too, so... But I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. And like Jane Marie said, I mean, if you want to give us a call, you could give us a call and say that you want to go over your documents, and they can put time on one of our calendars. We will go, we'll pull your file, and we'll give you a call, and we'll go step by step through your documents with you so that you know who you've appointed. And generally, whenever we do documents, we try to get people to appoint one person that's going to be in charge, and then we have one person that's a backup. So, for instance, if you have a healthcare proxy, and let's just say Jane Marie was my number one healthcare proxy and Ben was my number two healthcare proxy, if they can't get a hold of Jane Marie, they're going to call Ben, right? So it's always good to have a backup because it's not necessarily easy to get a hold of a person.
That's right. You always should have a backup because, you know, person number one, you know, could be traveling, could be out of the country, they could be sick themselves, you know, so you should have a backup.
Yeah, you really should have a backup. And again, if you're our client and you'd like to go over your documents, you can call the office and you can have them put time on any of our calendars. They'll go and pull your file and we can talk to you on the phone. Or if you wanted to come in and look at your documents and go over them, we always tell our clients they should look at their documents probably, what, every 5 years?
Generally every 5 years, right.
Just to make sure that they still say what you want them to say. Sometimes people pass away. We always try to put backups in there too, so that if somebody passes away, that there's someone else that kind of steps up and takes the money, so that we don't have to redo your documents every time someone passes away. But sometimes people forget.
They forget to update their documents because that's not, you know, always at the top of their mind. But if you do periodically review them with us, all that will kind of come out and we can help you update everything.
Yeah, and a lot of times people get divorced. And sometimes, very rarely, but sometimes I do have clients that want to leave something to the daughter-in-law or the son-in-law, mm-hmm. and they put specific language in the will that says, you know, I want to give money to my daughter-in-law, and now she's not your daughter-in-law anymore. So you need to make sure that your documents are updated. Usually mine are, it goes to the daughter-in-law if they were still married at the time, at the time of death. But you need to think about those things. And sometimes things happen where you need to change the trustee for one reason or another. The child that you appointed as trustee or healthcare proxy moves out of state.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I had that recently where their child retired and moved to Florida. So they had to change it to one of their other children who was nearby.
Right, and it happens.
Mm-hmm. And nothing against the first child, but you know, they're not going to be local. So they wanted the local person to take care of things. It wasn't like one could do a better job than the other.
Right, and you don't have to be local to have to take care of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, healthcare proxy, it's always good to have a local person so that if they have to call somebody local, they can get there.
Right.
But as far as power of attorney, healthcare proxy, power of attorney, trust, executor, they don't
do
have to be local.
Distance. Yeah, you can do a lot of banking long distance, so you could do it online. So pick the person that you think would be best at it. Doesn't have to be the local person.
I always like it when they're like, the oldest will be this,
right?
And then the next one will be this, and the next one will be that. And I'm like, okay, can number one son, can he balance a checkbook? Oh, no, no, no. He is not good with money. Well, what about number two son?
That's right.
You know, you can't do them in pecking order just because that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that the person that you choose can actually do the job that you want them to do.
I know, but they're so used to having their kids in age order. That's how they want to do things, right? So...
And then I'm like, okay, if you want them as your healthcare proxy, and you just told me that if you're not coming back, you want them to pull the plug. Can your daughter pull the plug? Oh, no, she's very emotional.
Right.
She can't do that. I'm like, then that's not who you want as your healthcare proxy.
Right, right. You have to pick the person best qualified for the job.
Exactly. And we have a caller. We have Bobby from Albany. Morning, Bobby.
Good morning, everyone. I have a quick question just on what you recently said on the radio. I'm thinking of moving out of state, and I'm the number one power of attorney and healthcare proxy, and my alternate is my brother for my mom. And if I move out of state, can I share the responsibility for healthcare proxy and power of attorney with my brother, that I could take care of the bills remotely and he could take care of anything on a local basis?
Well, they could redo the power of attorney and they could make it or... Right? You or your brother. So either could act and then you guys could divide, you know, whatever you want to do. But one of you can, if it's or, either of you could do everything. The problem with a healthcare proxy, especially in New York, is it has to have a pecking order. You really can't share on healthcare proxy. It's going to be this person, then this person. Doesn't mean that you guys can't make the agreements together as to what's going to happen, but there's going to be a pecking order. The doctors are going to say, okay, you know, you're number one. Let's try to get a hold of her. If they can't get a hold of you, then they would look to your brother to make the decision. But unfortunately, a healthcare proxy in New York has to have a pecking order. It can't be co.
Okay. Well, right now the pecking order is me and then my brother. So I guess that would still work, because if they can't reach me, they would automatically go to him, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, and happy holidays to everyone.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Yeah, with the power of attorney, if they do an or, either or could do everything.
Right, then they can share the responsibilities. And like she said, if she can do some online stuff to, or what she, whatever she can do from a distance, and her brother can do more of the day-to-day stuff, that's usually a partnership that works out.
Definitely. It's just you've got to make sure that you have or, and then you have to initial that little box that says that my agents can act individually as opposed to having to act together.
Right. So that may require an update to the power of attorney.
Which we'd be happy to help them with if they need to do that.
That's right.
And again, the seminar is December 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's next week. 11th at 2 at Clifton Park. December 12th at 10 at Washington Ave in Albany. The 12th at 2 in the afternoon at Hoosick Street, Hilton Garden Inn in Troy. And Thursday the 13th at 2 in the afternoon at the Marriott in Saratoga Springs. So we'd love for you guys to come out, have a cookie, have some coffee.
That's right.
And
ask your questions. You can ask general questions. You can ask specific questions after the seminar. You can make an appointment to follow up on your specific questions. It's just a great way to get some information and see if there's anything further that you want to do.
Yeah, and it's great information. Where do you get to talk to an attorney for free for an hour?
That's true.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
That's right.
It is. So we'd love for you guys to come to the seminar. And if you just want to come in and make an appointment, you could give the office a call at 518-465-7518. 465-7581.
7581.
You shouldn't make faces while I'm doing the phone numbers, because she's like thinking as I'm doing the phone number.
I'm like, is that the right number? No.
You guys have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you'd like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581, the Saratoga office at 518-581-8131, or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.